This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, November 4th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Galley. Well, the record for the longest government shutdown will be broken tonight at midnight. The government tied the record with today's continuing stalemate following the 14th vote to approve a continuing spending resolution. Associated Press reporting signs of a potential end to the government shutdown intensified with behind-the-scenes talks. Senators from both parties, Republicans and Democrats, quietly negotiating on the contours of an emerging deal. A deal would be multi-layered, a need to restore normal federal funding and bringing a resolution to the crisis of expiring health insurance subsidies. Senate Majority Leader John Thune today simply said, quote, enough is enough. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy predicted there could be chaos in the skies next week if the shutdown drags on and air traffic controllers miss another paycheck. Labor unions are also pressing lawmakers to open the government. Today, Senator Charles Grassley admitted there is finger pointing in Washington. Meanwhile, there's plenty of work to do.
Republicans are pointing the fingers at the Democrats because they have shut down the government. So make no bones about it. There's no Republican responsible for shutting down the government. Now, in light of that, yeah, the Congress of the United States could be working on a farm bill. There's nothing with the government shutdown that keeps us from doing that. We ought to be doing all these things. There's two things I'd like to get done yet this year, the five-year farm bill and reducing pharmaceutical prices.
Following last week's Judiciary Committee hearing on farm input prices, Grassley said President Trump could take action and help to improve the situation.
I think in my opening statement, I mentioned the Biden tariff of 18% on Moroccan phosphate. It's the biggest country that produces phosphate. It's very important for corn and soybean production as one thing this president could take off right away. And I would also advise him any place where there's anything that has a tariff on it for input to food production, that that be taken off. We're urging the president to do this because in the three tariff bills that the president's using to put tariffs on, these are all powers that the Congress has delegated over the last 80 years to the President of the United States. We find ourselves with the inability of recouping that constitutional power that Congress has.
And speaking of tariffs, Brazil President Luiz da Silva said today he would personally call Donald Trump if negotiations on U.S. tariffs do not make progress in the near future. U.S. government has increased tariffs on many Brazilian goods by more than 50%. Lula and Trump discussed reaching a potential deal during a meeting in Malaysia last month. Lula told reporters ahead of the U.N. climate summit, known as COP, I have his number, he has mine, I have no trouble calling him. The 30th edition of COP is in Belém in Brazil, in the heart of the Amazon. Canadian officials estimating that President Trump's trade policies will lead to an annual Canadian $7 billion deterioration to the federal government's bottom line. In the 2025 budget plan, officials say corporate tax revenue will take a hit due to elevated uncertainty. Finally, Archer Daniels Midland cut its outlook for a third time this year, saying confusion around tariffs and lower soybean prices continue to hurt its business. The processor said confusion around trade with China and policies on biofuels are weighing on its customers. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Join more than 5,000 farmers and ranchers from across the country at the American Farm Bureau Convention, January 9th through 14th in Anaheim, California. The convention and trade show are open to anyone who wants to learn more about farming, ranching, and agriculture policy. Register today at annualconvention.fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nellie.